This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 484. For Monday, July 20th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts are higher on Monday due to strength in comparable vegetable oils. The November canola contract is up $1.80 at $485.30 per ton. The January contract is up $1.50 at $492.30 per ton. Relative strength in the Canadian dollar kept a lid on gains for canola. The dollar was around 73.8 U.S. cents at midday. The soy complex was stronger on Monday, which helped canola prices. The Chicago soy complex was stronger due to consistent export demand. Malaysian palm oil was also higher due to tightened supplies and steadily improving demand. Labor shortages also contributed to palm oil's strength. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans purchased by unknown destinations. Last week, soybean export inspections totaled 16.6 million bushels. China accounted for almost 20% of the week's total bean shipments. Egypt and the Netherlands were also top destinations for last week's soybean shipments. Corn futures were lower on Monday. Brazil's second corn crop is wrapping up, and the harvest is reportedly 75 to 80% complete. The USDA expects better corn yields out of Mexico this year due to good growing weather in key growing regions. According to the weekly export inspection report from the USDA, corn export inspections totaled over 1 million tons last week, which was more than double the previous week. Wheat futures were weaker on Monday. Last week, wheat export inspections totaled 500,000 tons, which was down by about 25% from the previous week. The USDA has increased estimates for Australia's wheat crop, totaling 27 million tons. That's about a million tons higher than initial forecasts. Rounding off prices on the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger, with the August contract up 5 cents at $9.03 per bushel. August soy oil is up by a fraction of a cent at 29.9 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up 2.10 at $288 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower, with the September contract down 4.5 cents at $3.28 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly weaker, with the September contract down a cent at $2.79 per bushel. Wheat futures are also lower today. Chicago September is down by 12.5 cents at $5.22. Kansas City September is down by 13.5 cents at $4.35 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down by 4 cents in the September contract at $5.08 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, July 20th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.